Queens, ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. Yeah, it's been a good week. So, yeah, we're still here, which is good news, I suppose, isn't it?
It's always good news. Every morning you wake up, that's a good morning. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Spot on. Well done. You called me just as I was drinking my tea as well. I didn't plan that one well.
No, you didn't. And it's pretty much, it happens exactly the same way every week. So I'm rather surprised you took that opportunity, but that's fine. And your word, descriptive word for today, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're the dapper Lee Harris. I'm now rethinking that.
Well, yeah, I would, to be fair. Yeah. It may not be the best one to describe me, to be fair.
I don't know why, but I'm stuck on D descriptive words right now. The only thing that was coming into my mind was everything descriptive starting with a D. So you got dapper.
Well, I'm glad you went with dapper, because there are a few rude ones that you could have quite easily slipped in there.
I know, right? But considering, you know, this is, well, social media, we have to be nice. So what's going on in the world of travel? Of course, top of the list, as it should be, is India. And it is just an absolute disaster over there right now. And of course, travel is being affected.
It is, unfortunately. So, yeah, so we'll just give a quick update. Obviously, last week we reported on the show with regards to countries either stopping flights from India or enforcing strict quarantine rules on travellers arriving from India. This week, however, Australia have gone one step further. And I have to say, I am somewhat shocked at the measures they've put in place. From today, May the 3rd, anyone who has been in India within 14 days of their intended arrival date in Australia will be banned from entering the country. Now, this is the important part to know. Failing to comply with the new ruling could result in a 5-year jail sentence and a $66,000 fine, or even the possibility of both the jail time and the fine. The decision will be reviewed on the 15th of May, and at time of recording, there is still a reported 9,000 Australians who are in India at this time.
Wow. That is pretty hefty. I mean, you know, on one hand, you can see why they are trying to make it, you know, so difficult, because this strain of virus that is hitting India at the moment is affecting, there is no, you know, initially when COVID first happened, we were talking about, you know, the elderly or those that were people had issues. Yeah. But now this is striking down everybody and anybody and of any age.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's out of control, isn't it? It's completely and utterly out of control in India. So like you say, I mean, you understand the reasons for it, but I mean, I've not known another country who are threatening their own, their own nationality to be put in jail for 5 years just for wanting to travel home. I mean, this is a whole nother level of restrictions being put in place. We'll just have to see how it's going to pan out.
Well, you would imagine what they would do is if you were an Australian, you know, you need to come home, because who would want to stay in India at this stage if you are an Australian and you have a right to come home? Who would want to stay there to make some sort of, you know, whether they be placed into automatic quarantine or, you know, something, but you can't even attempt or you get this fine.
No, it's crazy as well. And with regards to the 9,000 who they say are stranded at the moment, they also go on to state 4,000 are classed as vulnerable at the moment, whether that be financial, physical, or mental. These 4,000 who are desperately needing to get home, they just can't get there.
Not a good position. Well, moving on to the Mediterranean, where things are lightening up a little bit, and 'tis the season for the Mediterranean. What's going on in France?
Yeah, so this week, France announced a 4-stage plan with regards to easing restrictions they have had in place since entering the third national lockdown on the 3rd of April. Whilst we obviously know that crew have been able to enter France if joining a vessel in French waters, obviously there's been no such joy for foreign crew who have been looking to enter the country for holiday purposes, this being a particular blow with the med season fast approaching. However, as from the 9th of June, foreign nationals from outside the EU will be allowed to enter, subject obviously to having the correct visa documentation to enter the country and what they've called a newly introduced health pass. Details of what the health pass will entail are thin on the ground at the moment, but once we know the exact information and what crew we'll need, we will of course bring to you first on the show.
NBA, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's a British Airways. They're obviously looking to kickstart its route network for the 2021 summer season. British Airways obviously today have revealed plans to launch four new short-haul European routes. The new routes are set to launch in early July and will run throughout the summer season. Four cities have been added, serving three countries. These are Wrocław in Poland, Gdańsk in Poland, Riga in Latvia, and Cluj in Romania. Also announced this week is the belated start to the route that was first announced at the start of last year, and that is to Perugia in Italy. This was due for launch last summer, but had been delayed for a year due to the COVID outbreak. The flight to Perugia is due to start in July also.
And a new Italian airline.
Yeah, so a new Italian airline, Neos, have revealed that it will launch passenger flights between Milan and JFK. The airline has now received approval from the US Department of Transportation to launch the flights. It is eyeing first passenger operations on the route from mid to late June. Neos will operate flights on the following schedules. A 787 Dreamliner will depart from Milan at 12:20 before arriving in New York at 14:50. With the return trip from New York's JFK Airport at 17:50, touching down in Milan Malpensa at 7:20 the following morning. Now, the exact date and times of the flights during the week will be, which they will be operating, have yet to be released. But again, as soon as they are, we'll bring the news to you on the show. And obviously, this again is further good news for crew traveling to and from Europe for the mid-season.
Yeah, that is exciting because, you know, one of the biggest routes, I think, especially with the Fort Lauderdale season and the Med season, is, you know, back and forth from the U.S. to the Med, and to have new flights operating and giving them more leeway as to where they can land is and take off, actually, is great news.
Yeah, it is. And also the good thing about it as well is obviously it creates more competition, which means, you know, with competition comes prices. So fingers crossed, hopefully we should see the prices come down a little bit. But I'm saying that prices at the moment between the UK, Europe and the US are extremely cheap already. So, I mean, this is just another one to add into the mix to keep those costs down.
Do you think that we're going to see this price war? Well, I mean, airlines are dying for customers at the moment. So do you think we're going to see these prices continue on for the next year or so? Or do you think that once, you know, more and more countries have their vaccinations done and we have these health passports, that the prices are going to start to climb again?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, I'm of the opinion, I think they're going to, I mean, lots of people I've spoken to and I've talked to, they expect prices to go up quite rapidly once the vaccination has been rolled out and travel gets a bit more freely for everybody. I can't see it, to be honest with you. I mean, these airlines, you know, they're struggling. They're struggling massively and they need to get people on the planes. And not only that, I think as well, once you see travel being more freely available to everybody, a lot of people are desperate to travel. So you're going to have a lot of people who are going to want to travel. So in my honest opinion, I don't see prices skyrocketing. I mean, I'm sure they'll go up slightly, you know, because like we say, airlines have got to claw some money back. But I don't think we're going to be seeing, you know, massive price hikes, not for a couple of years anyway.
Well, that's good news. Cyprus, what's going on there?
Yeah, so tourists from 65 countries worldwide will be permitted to visit Cyprus from May the 10th without being required to undergo quarantine upon their arrival. That's if they hold a digital green passport, which is the one that the EU are going to bring into play quite soon, or if they present a negative result of the COVID-19 PCR test no older than 3 days. Now, according to the announcement made by Cyprus's Deputy Tourism Minister, the decision will include all Schengen zone countries, as well as the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, Canada, Israel, Qatar, Egypt, Switzerland, New Zealand, the United States and Australia, among other countries.
Let me ask you, I think there was a country that administered a COVID shot the minute that you entered the country. There was a rumor on social media about that. Do you know of anything of that sort?
I've not heard of it personally. Okay. I know there was the Maldives or somewhere were offering COVID vacations. As such, where you could fly out there for a holiday and get your vaccination while you're out there. But I've not heard of a country who is basically jabbing people as they get off a plane.
Well, maybe that's what they were talking about. So you have to spend a certain amount of time in the Maldives in order to get the job.
I mean, I don't know the exact ins and outs, but basically, yeah, they're trying to promote it as a place that you can go and have a holiday and at the same time get your vaccination as well.
Well, maybe it's time I have a holiday.
Everybody out to the Maldives.
Yeah, we'll have one big party in the Maldives. We'll all get jabbed and have, you know, 14 days of a vacation. Yeah, not going to happen. So we've got crew questions this week. What's going on there?
Yeah, we have. We received an email from Narinda this week asking whether it's possible for an Indian crew member who has been on board a vessel for the preceding 4 months to disembark in France to get a flight back home. Now, as far as I was aware, I couldn't see any issue with this whatsoever, but did double check with the Oracle on all things France and crew, Sarah Futisar at YPI Partners. Sarah has confirmed that is indeed allowed, and Narinda, you are free to disembark to catch a flight back to India. Please bear in mind that numerous airlines have suspended flights to the country at this time, so please check in with your travel provider to see what they can advise you with regards to dates and routes. Obviously, if you need any help in that regards, please do reach out to us at Blue Marine Travel. We'll be more than happy to help.
I guess the issue isn't in getting into India, it's getting out of India. But at the same time, does it make sense for airlines to fly an airplane to India and of course come back without passengers, because that doesn't really make a lot of dollars and cents?
Yeah, I mean, the only other way I could think they'd possibly do it is to fly it out there with passengers and fly it back as cargo. That's the only other way I could think that they could possibly still make a profit on the route. I know it's difficult. A lot of airlines have cancelled flights to India and from India. So like we say, just double, triple check anything that you've booked, because things are changing, as we say on this show, quite a lot on a daily basis.
Well, definitely. We're going to make sure to provide all the links down below this interview as it airs. And of course, the link to Lee Harris. If you are looking to do any traveling at all in the next couple of weeks, I would advise checking out Lee Harris on LinkedIn, because, you know, you are, I thought I was busy on social media, but I have to say LinkedIn, you are there like every 2 seconds, a new posting as things change. So it's great information though. And especially when, as I say, if somebody is thinking of traveling anytime in the next 2 weeks, it's a place where you can go and be guaranteed if anything changes, it's going to be updated at the time that it changes.
Yeah, we try and get out as quick as we possibly can. But it's funny, actually, because I literally had no social media presence before COVID. I was a bit of a recluse that way. You know, it was not a thing for me. And I thought, I'll just jump on, you know, whilst COVID starts, just to get some information out. I didn't realise, you know, a year later, I'd still be having to pump out as much as I possibly am. But you know what? It's great. I've met a lot of wonderful people on LinkedIn as well, either looking for information or who I've reached out for information. So it's definitely opened my eyes.
Well, LinkedIn is definitely a place that a lot of people go to do business. So, you know, the information there is invaluable. And it's not the social media that we all know, you know, Instagram and Facebook, but, you know, LinkedIn has definitely got a different feel to it. I think it's much more professional. So it's a great place to go to get actual factual information.
It is indeed. Yeah. It's better than Wikipedia for your information anyway.
Or Google. Oh my goodness. I tell you, the other day, I think I had a headache or something, and or pain on one side of my head. And so you Google it in, and I think I had like 2 hours left to live, and I had every deadly disease known to mankind.
So you've just got a...
Well, if you've just got like a minor headache and you Google it, all of it, you know, you feel like you want to jump off a bridge, because, you know, you're looking forward to the most painful death that ever existed, and it's going to take forever to die, right? Oh, yeah. Stay away from Google, I tell you.
It's definitely not good for the health.
No. Right, Lee, I thank you again ever so much for your time. As always, you are an invaluable source of information.
It's always a pleasure. You know, I love being here. So thank you.
Wonderful. You have been watching another edition of Crew Travel, brought to you by Blue Marine Travel. And of course, the wonderful Lee Harris. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.